The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. Our producer, Brian Farlow, standing by to take your calls. And we have no guests this morning since it's a holiday weekend. And we will be taking your calls. You'll be running the show this morning. And we like that. We like to hear from a variety of folks out there on a variety of subjects, whether it's fishing or hunting or whatever it might be. More than glad to hear from you. And the reason we do is because we have such a diversity here in Maryland as far as fish is concerned. You know, we've got the big game fishing off the coast. We've got the Chesapeake Bay. We've got all the freshwater species in Maryland and some nice fish out there. We also have a variety of hunting, from waterfowl to deer to big game. We've got the bear season coming up in western Maryland here in October. And The bear numbers, by the way, were drawn yesterday. There were 500 permits drawn out of 4,300 people who applied. So if you applied and don't know if you've won, it is online right now. And if we need to, we'll go there today and check your number for you. So that's how we can do that. Anyway, the number here is 410-922-6680. That's the number numerically. If you prefer, we will give you the station ID, which is WCBM, and the location on your dial, which is 680. That's also the phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. Now, if you typically text me during the course of the broadcast, which some of you do, my phone is at home today. Yeah, what can I tell you? Or if I call you after the show, whatever. Yeah, I left the phone at home. I got halfway here and realized I didn't have the phone. And so, anyway, I don't need the phone to accomplish the show. But it's nice to hear from you during the course of the show. So, excuse me, you might have to email me or actually pick up the telephone and call at 410-922-6680. So why doesn't somebody start it off this morning? Anybody been dove hunting in all this hot weather? Anybody been Canada goose hunting in all this hot weather? With the, you know, the early goose season and the dove season kicking off, we'd love to hear from those of you and see what kind of success you've had out in the dove fields. And it's been warm. There's no question. It's been in the high 80s and low 90s most of the week since the since the season opened on September 1st. And, you know, I haven't been out. I never even got a call to go out. Most of the guys I know are just kind of waiting, biding their time. I might go Monday with Jacob since he's off school and, you know, see how that goes. But anyway, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is the number. All right, well, let's get right to it here then. Fishing challenge, grand finale. If you have a award, an angler award, that's coming up next Sunday, and you should have gotten your invitation. Hopefully you did. My week, let's see, what did I do? Oh, and fishing with Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We waded on the Gunpowder River for some smallmouth bass, took some light tackle and little crankbaits and minnow baits and tubes and worms and that type of thing. Went out and, but I'll tell you what, the water was awful low, awful low. We caught a couple, but not anything of any size or substance. We caught a few sunfish and a couple bass, and I just had a good time. But it was hot. Boy, I'll tell you, it's any time you're doing anything in the outdoors right now, it's extremely hot. So had a good time with Tackle Box Tim. Worked during the week a little bit. Went all over the state again, as usual. Thursday went to the dermatologist, and as you know, I had a follow-up visit and had a few more little skin cancer cells or precancerous cells frozen off the sides of my face, and it was it's primarily where the sun comes in the window. You know, I drive so much, and that side of my face, right near my eye, is where the sun has just cooked me, and so we just keep treating that, and everything's fine. It's all good. Thursday night, went to Chesapeake Bay Foundation. There was a nice event there that was hosted by some folks, hosted at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and it was honoring the folks that left the DNR, and I'm not going to name them, but we had a celebration of their service for the years that they served, and got to see a lot of nice people and people that, you know, I've talked to here on the air, people that have been my guest, people that have, you know, I've been associated with over the years. So it was just a real nice get together, and got to see those folks. So that was good. Let's talk to, hey, there's Melanie. Melanie, how are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm great. Are you staying cool these days?
I am. I'm actually sitting down on my patio right now in my underwear.
Oh, good grief.
I just wish the mosquitoes will leave, but it's okay. I wanted to call you and ask you, I heard you talk about an event that was coming up at Sandy Point Park.
Right.
That you were going to attend. What is that?
That is the grand finale of the Maryland Fishing Challenge that I've been talking about all year and will continue to talk about. The people that got the Angler's Award are going to be there, invited, and this is their big opportunity to get a chance to win a boat motor and trailer or prizes or tackle or even cash.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to qualify, of course, by catching, you know, a sizable fish to get an Angler Award.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So when is that?
That'll be in conjunction with the Seafood Festival, and that's coming up next Sunday.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It starts, I think it starts at, my part of it starts at like 9:45, something like that, and,
okay,
and goes till noon. But,
okay.
Yeah, we're giving away a lot of money and a lot of prizes, and so Candy Thompson will be there again this year, Matt Sell. So they'll be on hand to help with that, and, you know, we all kind of help with it. We're all kind of equal.
Excellent.
Facilitators, I guess is the word. I don't know what the right word is, but
sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Well, I hope so. What's that?
I definitely would have come meet you.
Oh, well, come on down.
All right, great.
All right.
All right, my darling, I'll see you then.
All right, thanks, Melanie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Yep. Yeah, it's a free admission for those who have won who've gotten an Angler Award. You got an invitation from DNR. For anybody else, you're going to have to pay the admission to go to the Seafood Festival. And, of course, you could sit in the background there and, you can sit at the event if you like. You just have, you're going to have to pay your admission to the Seafood Festival. And, of course, you can enjoy the rest of the day there. You don't have to stay at the Fishing Challenge. So that's how that works. Yeah, I got the script yesterday of all the stuff we're supposed to say and do, and you know, each one has a pretty much an equal part, and a lot of kids are going to be involved. A lot of prizes are going to be given away, so it's going to be an exciting time. I mentioned the bear season. Let's see, the announcement came out yesterday from the department that a record-breaking number of bear hunt applicants applied. The DNR received 4,300 black bear lottery applications. That's a 19% increase over last year. Harry Spiker, who's a DNR bear biologist, said we're excited to kick off the 2015 bear hunt in Western Maryland, which is an important management tool used to slow the growth of the state's black bear population. And that is true. The bear population nearly doubled from the first survey in 2006 when they did a population survey in Western Maryland, two western counties, to 2011 when they did the second one. And it was a tremendous increase. Now, just so you know how they do these population studies, they will take they'll go out in the woods in bear territory, bear habitat, and they'll find a suitable location that's fairly remote, and they'll pick something like a stump or, you know, something like that, and they'll use bait on that stump, but they will build a barbed wire fence around that that bait. So when the bears are attracted to the bait, they'll have to climb over the barbed wire fence. And the barbed wire fence is not intended to keep them out of the bait. It's intended to collect hair samples as the bears go in and out over the wire. They then take those hair samples, send them to a lab, have the mitochondrial DNA analyzed to determine, you know, how many different bears are hitting that bait. And it's a very effective means of doing that. And they've done two of those population surveys, as I mentioned, one in 2006 and one in 2011, and with the advent of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly in 2011, we reported on that second survey. So that's how they determined. So it looks like we've got another one. Hopefully, if we have the funding coming up next year in 2016 to do another population study. But, you know, they also survey the bears. They tag the bears. They survey the trouble bears. They collar them. They put they do the surveys of the dens, and they count the bears that way too. So the, from the total applicant pool, DNR will issue 500 permits valid for the 4-day black bear hunting season taking place in October the 26th through the 29th in Garrett and Allegheny counties. And the winners were announced yesterday, so you can see that on the Department of Natural Resources website. If you applied for a bear permit, your DNR ID number is how you determine whether you've actually got a part in the bear season or not. There are 500 numbers on there. And you just simply go on and check your DNR ID number against the list. And if your DNR ID number appears on the list, then guess what? You've got a bear tag. So I checked the list yesterday for my DNR ID number. And let me see here. There it is. Right there it is on the list. My DNR ID number. That means Alan will be bear hunting this year. I can't believe it. It's actually the third time I've been selected. I was selected the second season, then I was selected in 2010, and here I am again, 5 years later, going back again to Garrett County to do some bear hunting. I may stay in Garrett County. I may not. I may go try to hunt with the same landowner I hunted with 5 years ago. I haven't called him yet, but I certainly will. And I look forward to just getting out in the woods at the end of October and enjoying what we have in Western Maryland. Might even take the fishing rod. I don't know. We'll see. But any other phone calls, Brian? No? I don't know. Melanie sitting there in her underwear in Dundalk. I don't think I've actually had anybody in 20-some years actually say that to me. Not on this phone, no. No. I have no comment. I don't know what to say. I really don't. So, folks, you are indeed running the show. So let me just go back to a couple things that I came up with here. The bear season, if you want to ask any questions about bear hunting in Maryland, I'd be more than glad to to answer them, but there's an entire section on the wildlife and heritage. I mean, it's everything. Black bear hunter's guide, how to participate, black bear seasons, explanation of the preference point system. And quite frankly, I've applied for the bear permit every year. So since 2010, since I applied in 11, 12, 13, 14, I had four preference points plus my application this year. And each preference points give you another, put your name in the hat again. So that's how you consistently stay in. You just select that drawing every single year, and I've entered every single year. I think this is the 11th year of the bear season. So, yeah, 2004, I went in 2005, and I went in 2010, and now I'm going in 2015. So, but there's an entire section of the DNR website dedicated to bear hunting, and it tells you everything about black bears that you want to know, and maybe even more. So, yeah, let me know if you want to talk about that. Let's see. We can wait for Bill, or we can go on to the next story. Let me take a little coffee. Ooh, it's hot. It's hot. We'll take Bill's call, and then we'll take a break. What do you think? Let's talk to Bill in Pasadena about trapping. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Al. You sound like you're enjoying that coffee.
I am, very much so.
I've got a question. I've been meaning to call you about the last several weeks. I watched one of those Alaskan mountain men shows, anyway, and they had trappers in there. One guy was trapping for marten.
Right.
He was dipping his traps into a bucket of diesel fuel.
Okay.
Get rid of the human scent. I can't imagine an animal going around anything that smelled as bad as diesel. Is it? Could that be correct?
Well, if that's what they said he was using, I'm not sure that that's something that the local guys use or not, diesel fuel, when it comes to trapping. I know it certainly would help keep the traps from rusting. But
you mentioned that too.
Yeah, they used to use a mixture, and maybe they still do, of walnut hulls to treat the traps and darken the traps to kind of blend them in with everything, and that had some effect on the traps as well. Maybe if one of my trapper buddies is listening, he'll be more than glad to come back and let me know about the diesel fuel. But that would certainly keep them. That would certainly keep the springs viable, and keep the traps from rusting in the harsh weather. So
he seemed pretty successful. I mean, he was putting them up, trees that had fallen over at the very top.
Is this the guy? Is this that Marty guy that flies into his remote place in Alaska and stays for the trapping season?
I'm not sure which one it was. There's about three of those shows, and they're kind of fascinating. See some of those guys.
Sure.
Sure.
Yep, I get it.
Anyway.
Well, maybe we'll hear from our trapping buddy as far as the diesel thing is concerned. I don't know. You know, I'm a big fan of the trappers here in Maryland. I mean, these guys do more good than anything. I mean, they make a couple bucks on the furs, but they don't necessarily always do it for the money. There's not a lot of money in the fur business right now. And that has to do with the collapse of the economies in both Russia and China, who are the world fur buyers. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, but
too old to hunt anymore, but I enjoy watching the shows.
Well, I got you, buddy. I appreciate it. But I'll try to find out the answer on the diesel fuel, dipping the traps in diesel fuel for you, Bill.
I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, man. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. All right, I think we will take a break, and then I'll get back to this story about what they found in Lutherville the other day. So I will. Let's see. Here's what I need to tell you. Feed your dogs what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Now, Backcountry is made in the USA, for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. The 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is coming to a close on Labor Day. That would be 2 days from now. Well, 3 days if you count today. Yes, so you got 3 days left to make it into the Fishing Challenge and show up at Sandy Point next week. Yep, and then on Tuesday, the 2016 Fishing Challenge kicks off. It just rolls right over. But the big grand finale is coming up for the 2015 deal next Sunday. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 67 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, that's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. So, you catch a fish this weekend of a notable specified size, you get your official angler award certificate, and you get an invitation to the grand finale, and you could win a Tracker Marine boat package and a Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop, Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour Heat Gear t-shirt, and even a share of $25,000 in cash. I've got the script. I know when we're giving all that away. 25 grand, that's for sure. Hey, the fish are biting right now all across the state of Maryland. Now is not the time to stay indoors this holiday weekend. Get out and go fishing. You might even qualify for the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge. So go fish. Official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Used to watch that when I was a kid. Remember who played the secret agent man? You remember? Nobody remembers. Of course not. Maybe we should ask a trivia question. Yeah, it was a secret. That's right. Exactly, Brian. Yes. Secret agent man. Who played the lead role in that series? And if somebody calls and gives us the correct answer, you will win the admiration of the rest of the listeners. That's for sure. Yep. I was listening to a 60s show the other night on Sirius, and Peter Noon has a show Peter Noon was Herman of Herman's Hermits. Apparently he knew all these guys back in the 60s, and he called Johnny Rivers Johnny Reverb, which I thought was pretty good because he was known for a lot of reverb in his music. So nobody knows the name of the guy from Secret Agent Man? Oh, my gosh. I do. I do. I remember that. I remember all those guys. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Napoleon Solo, and Ilya Kuryakin. Ah, that's right. David McCallum was Ilya Kuryakin. All right, moving right along. You're welcome to call with the name of the guy, and don't Google it. You should be able to pull that right out of your memory banks, but that's okay. A carcass of a fox that tested positive for rabies was found in the Lutherville area last Monday, Baltimore County health officials said on Thursday. The rabid fox was recovered from Northwood Drive between Vista and Tree Lanes. Anyone who may have had exposure to a fox between August 16th and last Sunday is asked to call the Baltimore County Department of Health. And if you had exposure to that fox, here's the number, 410-887-6011 or 410-832-7182 after hours. The fox tested positive for rabies in a pretty populated area, that's for sure. Now, that's the story. That's the story. But, of course, I don't go beyond and above and beyond the normal and give you more information than you could possibly need or use. Oh, hold on. We got a call and Brian's down the hall. Let me take a chance here and take this call directly without a screener. Hey, good morning. It's Alan Ellis. How are you?
Good morning. I'm enjoying your coffee.
No, I am enjoying my coffee. What's your first name?
Bill.
Bill, what do you want to talk about?
Was that Sean Connery played James Bond?
Nope. Sean Connery played James Bond, but Sean Connery did not star in the TV show The Secret Agent. Yeah, well, Sean Connery, that's a good guess, but it's wrong.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. Appreciate it, though. I mean, it's right. Wait a minute. What you said was right. Sean Connery did play James Bond in the early Bond movies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but he didn't play Secret Agent Man on the television show.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the guess.
All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right. reasonable guess. Yeah, reasonable. Yeah. I saw him in a few movies, too. Remember Goldfinger, Thunderball? I always liked the theme from Thunderball. I always thought they were singing about me. I'm not going to sing it. Maybe you can find it, Brian, and play it just to humor me. Let's see. Rabies is a viral infection of the central nervous system. People usually get rabies from the bite, scratch, or lick of an infected animal. If rabies is not treated before symptoms begin, it can result in death. Most people who get rabies have symptoms 2 to 8 weeks after exposure. Skunks, raccoons, bats, foxes, unvaccinated dogs, cats, and even livestock can be infected with rabies. We have reports of groundhogs infected with rabies. Coyotes. The first sign of rabies in an animal is usually marked by a change in behavior. Animals with rabies may become unusually withdrawn or tame and friendly. Some become excited, irritable, aggressive, and may bite or snap. Staggering, convulsions, or frothing at the mouth are sometimes seen. If you see an animal during the daytime that you would normally associate with being out at night, like a skunk or a raccoon or a fox, and that animal seems to be confused, more than likely you have an animal that has rabies. I have seen several rabid foxes. I'm sorry, rabid raccoons during the daytime. They will eventually die. But at that point, it is, of course, very dangerous to you. So, here's what you have to do if you are bitten by an animal. Immediately wash your wound with lots of soap and water and scrub the bitten area gently. Get medical help. Call your family doctor or closest hospital emergency room. Report the incident to the police. If the animal is alive, try to safely capture it so it can be tested for rabies or quarantined. If the animal escapes, try to remember what it looks like. If the animal is dead, save it for examination. Cover your hands with heavy plastic or gloves before touching the carcass. Try not to damage the head, because the brain is what gets tested for rabies. If the biting animal is a pet dog or cat, get the owner's name, address, or phone number. Find out if the animal has current rabies shot and write down the rabies tag number. If your pet or livestock has been bitten by a possibly rabid animal and you must handle your animal within 2 days of the incident, wear gloves, and afterwards be sure to wash your hands very well with soap and water. Try to capture the possibly rabid animal and call your veterinarian. I had a dear friend in Pennsylvania whose horse was bitten by a rabid fox. The horse became rabid. The horse bit the owner and had to go through the series of rabies shots. The horse had to be put down, of course. Let's talk to Gary in Southwest Baltimore. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi. Patrick McGoohan.
That's correct.
He was in a Walt Disney movie series.
Yep.
Playing a scarecrow.
Yep.
I've forgotten the title off of that.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Well, you win the admiration of the rest of the listeners there, Gary. Patrick McGoohan was the guy.
Yeah, he also was in Prisoner.
That's right, exactly right.
That's a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, where have all the good shows gone?
Yeah. So. All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. You win. There we go. 410 WCBM 680. 800 WCBM 680. A safe vaccine and rabies immune globulin are available. A total of 4 injections of vaccine are given over a period of 14 days, usually in the upper arm. You should also get a one-time dose of rabies immune globulin along with the first dose of vaccine to provide immediate but temporary immunity until the vaccine gives long-lasting protection. So that's how you deal with an animal bite if you suspect rabies, that's for sure. Now, make sure your dog or cat has an up-to-date rabies shot. Dogs and cats 3 months of age or older should be vaccinated for their safety and to form a protective barrier between people and wild animals. Baltimore County Animal Services offers rabies vaccination at its shelters, $8. Rabies clinics at the shelters are scheduled from 1 to 3 p.m. the second Sunday of each month. Note, previous rabies certificate must be shown in order for your animal to be eligible for the 3-year rabies vaccine. Tags are not accepted as proof. My dog continuously gets her rabies shots as she needs to, and yours should too. Let's talk to Paul in Dundalk. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm all right. You?
I got a good friend of mine that I guess it was two days ago, the little red cat ran up on her and bit her in a leg, bit her in an arm, and bit her right in the middle of her fingers, and, well, basically attacked her, right? And, like I said, it was the middle of the day, so I was just wondering, well, should that be checked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime you're bitten by an animal, go to the hospital immediately.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, sir.
Rabies is always fatal.
Yeah, it's always a possibility. And I heard what you were saying about a fox.
Yeah. Or a domestic, or a domestic dog or cat.
Yeah, understandable.
Has she been checked?
No, not yet.
Well, you better get her in there today.
Yes, sir.
You better get her in there today. And do you have the animal?
No, it was, I'd say, well, she just wanted to the liquor store, and then when she came back, when the cat attacked, cat just wanted after her. And like I said, bit her on an ankle, and then one leg, and then bit her in a hand, and it was in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, look, you need to take some responsibility on that and get her to the emergency room.
Yeah, it bit her three times.
I got that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to do that today?
Well, as soon as the sun comes up, yes, sir.
Well, I think the emergency room's open now.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all your info.
All right, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Sir.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Rabies is always fatal.
Understandable.
All right. If you care about that person, you better get her in there. And try to remember where the cat. Try to remember which liquor store it was where the cat was.
Yes, sir. It was right around the corner.
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy.
And right in the middle of the day too. I heard what you were saying when they, weird.
Hey, why don't you give a location to our listeners? You don't have to name the store, but maybe the street and the cross street.
Yes, sir.
You want to give that?
Yeah, it was Hollibird Avenue.
Hollibird Avenue liquor store in Hollibird Avenue. So anybody over there sees a little red cat? Was it a full grown cat?
Yeah, it's full grown.
Uh-huh. Fully grown and just attacked her for no reason.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right. See you. Thanks. Melanie, if you're sitting there in your underwear, watch out for a little red cat that might show up, just so you know. Oh, the coffee's getting to be drinkable. I can't remember. Where did I get this coffee? This might be Sheets. Good coffee. So, keep your pets confined to your home or yard and walk them on a leash. Do not encourage wild animals to be close to or in your house. Feed your pets inside your house. Keep your garbage tightly closed trash cans. Cap your chimney. Seal off any openings in the attics, under porches, in the basement, and in outbuildings. Do not keep wild animals as pets. Even a baby skunk or raccoon born in captivity can be a rabies carrier. Brian in Pasadena, let's talk to you. Brian, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. You?
Good. I just called this morning to wish all my fellow squirrel hunters good luck today. It's opening day.
It is opening day of squirrel season. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm headed out to the woods now. And it's got my sausage biscuit and my cappuccino, and I'm going to go out here and sit under some trees for a while.
Well, you are. Hey, be careful out there. Look, there's a lot of chiggers this year. And
yeah, I know. I got some stuff for that. Them things will drive you nuts.
Yeah, they will. They absolutely will. And we always recommend a couple of things. We either recommend Repel or Sawyer, something with permethrin. I can hardly ever say it. Permethrin. And
yeah,
You got to look for that on the label, because that's the only thing that'll prevent them from biting you. And you don't spray it on your body; you spray it on your clothing, and
it prevents
them from getting on you.
You don't want to be rubbing that stuff on your skin; it'll give you a rash sometimes.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, if you want to use an insect repellent on your skin, use something with DEET. Again, there's another type of Repel that is 100% DEET, and that's what I use. And just a tip for those of you who don't like mosquitoes, maybe you're going sick of deer hunting next week or whatever, the way you apply that is you put that on the backs of your hands, rub your hands together, and then rub your face and your forehead and behind your ears. Don't put it on the palms of your hand, because if you do that to rub it in and don't get it all off, it can affect the finish on your bows or whatever it might be. It's a petroleum based, basically
yes.
product, and you don't want that on your bow and stuff. So
no, it eats through the plastic and stuff too. Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it'll eat through all that plastic stuff. So Brian, I appreciate that. What do you use for squirrels? Are you a .22 guy or are you a shotgun guy?
Well, I go on public land, so I got to use a shotgun.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Are you 4'10", 20, 12? What do you take?
Well, I got a 12 now because there's so many leaves on the trees.
Right.
But when the leaves drop off a little bit, I'll drop down to a 4'10". I got a nice little 4'10 single shot I like, but right now I'm going to use the 12 gauge.
Yeah, I bought one of those last year just to anticipate going squirrel hunting, get back to the basics where I started when I was a kid, squirrel hunting and rabbit hunting. And,
yeah.
Man, I'll tell you.
I do that so I can get warmed up for deer season. I just, get back in the woods, get my mind right again.
Get your mind right. Good point. Yes, sir. All right, Brian, congratulations, and get out there and get yourself a nice squirrel or two or four or five or whatever the limit is. What's the limit, six?
Six this year, yep.
Yep, good. All right. And do you cook them?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Hey, do you have email, Brian?
I do.
Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. I want you to send me your squirrel recipe, and I want you to send me a picture of you holding up a couple squirrels.
Hey, I'll do that.
Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. Looking forward to it.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Brian. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And there's Jeff in Baltimore. And Jeff, hang on there a minute. I want to tell folks about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, that's for sure. But before I do, I want to tell them about Merrick. Merrick Backcountry. My dog loves it, by the way. The ancestral diet dogs go wild for with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with the nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. You know, bow season begins September 11th, and you can find all the archery stuff you need at Clyde Sports Shop, all the bows you need. You've got the Parker crossbows and the Parker compound bows. They even have a crossbow now called the Challenger for youth and ladies. And the Quest from Diamond, the G5 Quest from Diamond, is full equipped bow, ready to hunt. But, you know, you want to practice, of course, before that. Kotobo crossbows. One of the only places around where you can find the great Kotobo crossbows. It's demo day coming up on Saturday, September 19th. You can meet the factory representatives and see the new and shoot the new Kotobo crossbows. And don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has all the dove loads and decoys. They even have shot for reloading for those of you who like to load your own shot. 7.5s, 8s, and 9s. Thompson Center muzzle loaders for that season coming up, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. www.clydesports.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Well, you got today, you got tomorrow, and you got Monday. But you know what? You could wind up winning a great prize or even a nice chunk of change. If you like to fish in Maryland, you like winning prizes, well, all you got to do is go fishing. That's right. If you catch a sizable fish that qualifies for an angler award this weekend, guess what? You can still make it into the Maryland Fishing Challenge Grand Finale coming up Sunday, the 13th, Sandy Point State Park. $25,000 is up for grabs. That's right. Across all 67 species, you can win cash and prizes for fishing. Yep, going fishing. $25,000. $6,000 in each of the three regions, the non-title, the Chesapeake Bay, and the Atlantic region. Then a Master Angler Award. You catch an award-sized fish in each region. You're automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash and $5,000 coming up in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. And I'll be there to help give that away. Catch and keep invasive species of any size, and you qualify for a special prize drawing. It's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. DNR.Maryland.gov/fisheries for all the rules.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink to the wine. And he always had somebody by the wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world.
A little Three Dog Night out there for you. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Thanks for holding, Jeff. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you. Pretty good. I hope yourself as well, too.
I am.
Yeah. Went fishing yesterday. I had wanted to go to the Monocacy River for some time, and I called over at a fly shop located in Frederick, and he gave me a great tip on where to kind of go easy, a little park just south of I-70,
mm-hmm.
access to that river.
Yep, I know right where that park is. Very, very easy access.
Absolutely. I was just in heaven. I really had trouble leaving yesterday.
Yeah, you go up 144 and you get right there by the camper place and turn left. Am I right?
Pine Cliff Park.
Mm-hmm. Pine Cliff Park. Park. Very familiar with it. Yep.
Got right up on the water. Nobody was there for 6 hours except for me and some of the small little fishies. I caught some sunnies and such and one small bass and saw about three or four huge carp. I couldn't seem to get any attention of. But
they just cruise by like a submarine. They ignore you pretty much.
Everywhere I go, I see them, and I watch on TV. I watch these guys pull up carp left and right. I can't get them to look at me. I don't understand this. But it was really a beautiful day, and the place was just like, I don't know, I thought I was on the Mississippi River somewhere in the south with the humidity going.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big river, width-wise, and could see up and down at a mile in either direction, it seemed. I was wondering, is that generally the personality of the river, what I saw there? Kind of a...
During the summer. Yep, sure is. Yep, wide and flat. And yeah, now, did you wet wade? Were you in a boat or what?
Yeah, I wet waded, but that was a little difficult. That's some interesting rock, the striated rock bottom there. Of course, some big boulders and pebbles, but then right in the middle, there seemed at least a big rock. Just like shelves and
yep,
very interesting geology. I guess
it was now awesome. Was the water clear enough? You could see the fish moving out in front of you or whatever.
You could, yeah. It had rained the night before, I heard, but it wasn't. It was pretty good.
Did you fish downstream or upstream?
Well, pretty much in one spot.
Oh, you did.
The spot that I parked. you know, maybe within 150 yards either direction.
Right.
There was a run up there, one nice little run. That was a little kind of a rapid in the run, and didn't get any luck in that faster moving water area, actually, but in the shadows of in the shade against the banks.
Now, were you using bait or were you using artificials?
I went with a fly rod and
and
with some spinners. I went around once. I did a circular route. Then I came back out and got the other one, and I got a couple.
Which was more effective?
I'd say either one. Maybe a fly rod more so. But either one, I thought it was nice for casting there because there's so much space. You
can really
practice some long-range casting, which generally I can't seem to be in a place where that happens.
And, right.
But
the reason I ask you if you fished upstream or downstream, in these low water conditions, I find it more productive to wade against the flow. In other words, start downstream and work upstream. Mm-hmm. That the fish are looking away from you, you know,
right.
and you got to wear sunglasses. And I always recommend the brown Polaroid glasses because they're a little better for seeing in the water than the green ones. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
well, I have. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The brown tinted Polaroid sunglasses, and I like to fish upstream and trying to survey the water a little bit if you can, and throw next to the rocks, behind the rocks, near the rocks, and then watch for some deeper spots. Or just, you know, this time of year, those fish will chase. They'll chase your bait. So I like to stand facing upstream and then cast at like a 45-degree angle. And you know, the current will naturally pull the bait downstream, but as you're pulling against that current, you're not pulling straight upstream against the current. It's more of a natural action. If you follow the way the fish move and imitate the bait fish that are scattered about, it's a little more productive. So
yeah, I was getting some surface hits on some little spiders and floating things.
Good.
Didn't get too much action on a woolly bugger.
Yeah,
per se.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I might. And but would you say? Alex, so that was one great spot for easy. I'm going to go back. Easy come, easy go. But would you say up or down? Is there any spot for where the fish might be?
I'll tell you where you're going to find a little better bass presence down in the Brunswick area on the Monocacy.
Oh, further down.
A little further down around Brunswick. Brunswick, Harper's Ferry down that way. There's some really good action down that way.
Oh, thank you.
And I know in Harper's Ferry there's a tremendous cat fishery too for channel cats down that area.
Yeah.
So
that's a pretty big looking river. I'm a little afraid to get on foot anywhere near that thing. We went to Harper's Ferry last week and looked at it.
Yep.
But I'm pretty intimidated by this.
You're bringing back a lot of good memories for me, buddy. So
yes, sir.
All right, listen. Thanks. There's the music, Jeff. Got to roll.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck.
You got it.
Bye bye. Thank you. Hey, Merrick Backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble. Made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you. Well, there's the music. We're getting out of here for a little bit for the news. We'll be back right after. Stay with us. But get out, stay safe.